أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلام ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وَأُولَٰئِكُمْ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 91 of Surah An-Nisa. This ayah was revealed when the people of the Banu Asad and Ghatfan tribes came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they again professed that they brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then they went back to their people and they said that they had not brought any iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in Allah Ta'ala, and they remained firm on their piety and on the deen of their forefathers. In other words, the whole objective, as Allah Ta'ala outlines here, is that they were looking for peace and security with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with that, they were looking for peace and security with their own people. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of what is in the hearts of individuals. And hence, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, سَتَجِدُونَ آخَرِينَ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَأْمَنُوكُمْ وَيَأْمَنُوا قَوْمَهُمْ. That, O Ummat, you will find another group of people that they will desire to be secure from you, as well as they will desire to be secure from their own people, meaning the disbelievers. So they would want, so to say, the bread buttered on both sides, security from the believers, the mu'mineen, and also security from the kuffar. Kullama ruddu ila al-fitna urkisu fiha. Whenever they are called towards mischief making, called towards war, urkisu fiha, then they are thrown into it. In other words, they will move towards it, that it does not matter to them. Anarchy, stability, peace is all the same to them. That if they are invited towards fighting, towards creating anarchy, they will go towards it without any hesitation whatsoever. فَإِلَّمْ يَعْتَزِلُوكُمْ. Then if they do not desist from you, in other words, if they do not stop attacking you, وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ, and if they do not come into any peace accord with you, وَيَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ, and if they do not withhold or restrain their hand from you, فَخُذُوهُمْ وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. Then get hold of them and you may kill them wherever you find them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they would have come to Madina Tayyibah on the false pretext of bringing iman, but if they would have had a peace treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they abided by that peace treaty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to continue abiding by that peace treaty, even if the state of the iman was such that they pretended to be believers, yet they were not believers. But if they did not desist from the Muslims, they insisted that they will fight, they do not come up with any treaty, they are bent on creating mischief, anarchy on the land, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will deal with them in the like manner. وَأُولَٰئِكُمْ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people that we have made for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers, a clear authority. In other words, we have given you clear permission to deal with them in the manner that they wish to deal with you. So these were the three groups of people that had come to Madina Tayyibah. The one that pretended to be Muslims, they went back and then they renegated from the deen of Islam. The one that wanted to have a peace pact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, that if the people of Makkah accept Iman, then they will accept Iman, but they will not go into any fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone that they have any treaty with will also uphold the treaty. And this is the third group that had come looking for security by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the same time wanting security amongst their own people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with all the three different groups of people. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.